You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast on your favorite team in the Bay Area. It's the best one, and it wasn't even mine. Shout out to Miguel. What a beauty for sending that in. Yes. I added hockey. That was my only contribution, was that I added hockey. But I think premier hockey podcast and your favorite team in the Bay Area might be the winner.
Yeah.
Might be the winner. I might lock that one down. We'll have to send him royalties. And by royalties, I mean, I just said his name and that's it. That's all you get. So congratulations to you.
You get
all of your notoriety.
You get your internet money for the day. Yes.
Yeah. Your internet money is high five. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is JD, the Norway to my Finland. We'll skip around Sweden because we're going to be talking a lot about Sweden today. Do you want to be Norway or Finland? I want to be Finland personally.
That's fine. I'm either or. So
you don't have a preference?
I don't have a preference on my Norse countries.
You're not a big Helsinki guy versus Oslo guy?
Are
you Bergen?
Yeah. I've never been to any of them, so they're all just kind of the same to me.
I've been to Sweden. I've been to Malmo. I went to an IKEA in Malmo. It's pretty sweet. It kind of looked like Ontario, Canada, not Ontario, California.
Yeah, I've been to Ontario, California.
I don't know. Is Ontario, California nice, or is it just a big city?
It's just, yeah, it's all like kind of the whole LA sprawl.
It's part of LA.
Yeah, it's like that whole area down there. So,
I always thought it was up by, what's the one up by Sacramento that has an AHL team?
Stockton.
Stockton? Oh, they're up there?
Yeah.
Are you too bad Fresno doesn't have an AHL team? Would you
go? Cause I'm actually kind of right between Bakersfield, which and Stockton.
Bakersfield, like, Condors?
I'm like halfway in between both of them. So probably a little bit closer to Bakersfield, but yeah.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the AHL famously. No. Don't give a shit. We're giving the people what they want, JD. This is 20 to 35 minutes of pure glory on William Eklund.
Yeah, stick to the hits, right? That's what we were told.
Playing the hits, baby.
Playing the hits.
Running it back. We're going to do this podcast like 10 years from now as like a reunion, and we're going to just fire up a William Eklund episode. Who gives a shit? People
want to talk about reunion. We are destroying all podcasts 10 years from now. What are you talking about?
If somebody wants to actually pay us to do this for like real money that I can quit my job,
same.
Happy. I'll relocate. I'll move to San Jose. San Jose Sharks, hire us. We could be. I, Kyle Demetrius, will fully sell out and do a podcast on the Sharks. That's just about slurping the syrup on that one. I will slob some shark knob. No shame in my game. I will sell out. So get at us. But anyway, let's get to it. Let's get to it. I think today's plan is that we're going to talk about William Eklund. We're going to talk how we got here. We're going to talk about what it looks like going forward for him this season and kind of what the paths are, just so that I know we've been on the William Eklund train for a while. JD famously in the summer said that William Eklund was going to make the team. And
you laughed at me.
I did laugh at you to your face.
You did. But I got to give you credit. You guys were on the, like in the draft, you guys had William Eklund number one, and I was on the Matt Beniers train. But yes.
Matt Beniers might be all right.
Matt Beniers is going to be a perfectly fine player.
That would have been a fine choice.
Yes, but Eklund brings the juice.
Yeah. The juice is in the squeeze. No, the action is the juice. Fuck, I can't believe I screwed up my Michael Mann quotes. Goddamn. Anyway, so how do we get here? I think is an important thing to just kind of cover off. Obviously, everybody knows, but William Eklund obviously was drafted 7th overall by San Jose.
Famously passed on by Detroit.
Yeah, they drafted Simon Edvinson. Congratulations with your tall Swedish man. But JD, you've been reading back on some scouting reports about the time, because obviously we're in the thick of it. And no, we will not pump the brakes. Some people, we will not. We're here. But what were the scouting reports like? Looking back, I think you read some SMOT scouting ones. Did you read a Scouting probably?
Yeah, I read some of the blurbs on Scouting, but just some of the little things that kind of stood out to me, about our one true Lord and Savior, William.
You can tell Eklund. That JD didn't have the page open because he's vamping as he's opening it.
No, I had the page open. I'm scrolling to the top of the page. So the thing about Eklund is like what he was doing in the SHL was almost unprecedented. So he put up, he's one of three players to be put up more than 0.65 points per game at his draft eligible time. The other ones include Peter Forsberg.
It's pretty good.
Henrik Sedin. So
he's also pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good. So he shot a ridiculous 18.9% shooting percentage at the SHL. We haven't seen him be able to score quite yet, like in the preseason, but I think that's going to come. That's going to be one of the things that I think once he gets bigger and stronger and like that's where we're going to see that shot kind of continue to develop. Another thing is, this was a great quote from our friend over at Smart Scouting. If Sidney Crosby is the king of the grinders, then William Eklund is one of the princes. His style of play combined with high IQ means that he rarely needs to pull a rabbit out of his hat to make a wonder play. He gets space almost every shift with ease. In turn, there's no need to try and deke a defenseman out of the jock. Eklund does have good hand-eye coordination, though. And when he needs to, he can throw a feint deke or to get around a defenseman. He's also very good at tipping pucks in it close, as well as positioning his blade perfectly for redirections. So his ability, like we've already seen that
I think we've seen that, right? Where he's back. Like we were losing our minds about how good of a back checker he was already. And I think that's... I think we didn't realize at the time when we're reading quotes like that, that he was so proficient already at doing the little stuff and grinding out in the corners and back checking and stuff like that. So it's interesting to go back and see that people were already noticing that.
Yeah. Here's another good one. Eklund is the highest IQ player in the draft. He already understands coverages better than most NHL top six forwards, like stuff like that. Or
I think that's what's going to help him make the team, right? Like,
yes. And like he does,
if you can already,
he's a fast player, but he's not the fastest. But the thing is, like with his IQ,
his brain, he can plays fast.
He can think the game and see him already move, you know, moving ahead. And he's already like beat his opponents in his head before like they've even got a chance. So, and yeah, when he starts to learn the little NHL tricks, and yeah, that's why it's just going to be ridiculous. So,
yeah, being able to think the game at that high level or ahead means that you're going to be able to play fast without playing fast. So it's interesting that in the SHL, you could already see how advanced of a thinker he was and how so far in the preseason, it's translated over as well to being able to think fast.
If you want to be able to use your fast thinking skills and make some money, then I have the perfect place for you. Our friends are at betonline.ag. They're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be your number one source for everything football. Head over to their website or use their mobile device today to sign up and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, and hockey, of course, don't wait to take advantage of all amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, Sharks fans, this is Kyle Demetrius with an incredible app. Everyone who buys gas, so you have a car, a boat, a snowmobile, a quad, a lawnmower. There's some gas lawnmowers out there. A yacht, maybe. I don't know. Catamaran. 18-wheeler. Maybe you're a truck driver. You need to know about Get Upside. Our listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon, or that's a bunch of liters of gas, every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store, or if you're uncool, a Google Play right now. Use promo code HOCKEY, HOCKEY, and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon, or a bunch of liters, on your first fill-up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code hockey to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code hockey to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code hockey, Get Upside.
But yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing those pieces of the scouting reports.
Yeah, we're seeing the scouting reports come true.
Yes, which is because, I mean, with scouting reports, it's, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes, especially with you're playing different levels of competition and, you know, scouts.
Scouts have biases of certain
stuff
things.
Like that. Yeah, but we are seeing this, and it's not like it's just from one source. So
yeah,
these are all good things.
Yeah, all good things. So obviously that's where he came from, and it's in, and we're glad that it's coming true. So let's fast forward to now. We're one game away from completing the preseason.
Yes.
Let's talk about his possible paths from here on out. He's obviously going to play in the last preseason game. I don't think there's a, he's played in the rookie tournament or dev camp or whatever the hell they wanted to call it.
Yeah.
I think those are two separate things. They played in the dev camp. Then they
played in the prospect scrimmage. He played in the rookie tournament in Arizona.
The development camp. Yeah. And then he's obviously been at training camp in the preseason. So there's four possible avenues for him to take from here on out. First one, I think this is the least likely, and I don't think it's going to happen at all. I think it's like a 1% chance.
He doesn't make
the team.
Yes.
They send him back. They send him to the AHL, the CUDA, or they send him to Sweden. Now, they send him to Sweden. He's gone for the year. He can't come back even when, I guess he can come back if Djurgården gets eliminated, but I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
So they would be going to the playoffs or whatever, but he can't come back, basically. He would be gone for the season.
Here.
Sad emoji too. If they send him to the AHL, then obviously he's waivers exempt and he can get
called up,
up and down. But he will burn a year of his contract as well, being in the AHL. So if you're going to keep him, why would you send him to the AHL? But that's a legitimate path. Do you think it's less than 1% chance that happens?
Unless he was like, I just want to go back to Sweden. And it was almost like the Dahlin situation where he's like, I just want to go back to Sweden for one more year and dominate. And then I'll see you guys next year on the NHL camp. And then I'm going to come out here and just destroy everybody. But from what
he said that.
Huh?
He didn't say that. He said he wanted to.
He didn't say that, though. Yeah. He's been, you know, like they joked at his when he got drafted. He's like, yeah, go put on some muscle, go hit the gym and come out here and make the team. And he was like, okay. So he's been wanting to, you know, wanting to play on the Sharks this season. So, I would be shocked if he goes back.
Like, are you also less than 1% chance?
I am less than 1%. Yeah.
Okay. Next possible avenue. William Eklund makes the Sharks out of camp, obviously. And he does his 9-game tryout. Obviously, you can play 9 games before you start burning off time. Now, this is where it gets tricky. I think there's a real shot that this is what happens. He comes out. Basically, he would either come out and play really well and they're just going to keep him and they set it and forget it. He's on the team. Or he comes out and plays okay, plays bad, can't adjust to the NHL's regular season speed. Mm-hmm. And they have to figure out what to do with him. He plays a couple of games, sits down for a game or two, plays a couple more. Maybe he's played 5 or 6 games, and now he's sitting in the press box for a week. Because you can technically have him in the press box all season.
Yeah.
That doesn't count unless you play the game. So
that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that either, have him in the press box. The 9 games don't all have to come in a row, and they don't all have to come at the beginning of the season. So I think there's a high likelihood that this happens.
I could see it. I think with the way he's played in the, again, preseason and regular season games are different. But as we talked about before, with how well he can think the game and stuff, I believe he's going to be able to contribute in those 9 games and make it really hard for the Sharks to have to send him, you know, either send him back to Sweden or, you know, whatever they do with him. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't. I don't think they'd keep him for like four games. And I don't know. See, but like, what if the Sharks get off to an just a mediocre start and he has a no points or he has like one assist in six games and he's looked okay. Like, that's the thing that worries me. But I, at the same time, I'm with you where I think his brain and his playmaking abilities won't let that happen. Cause he looks so comfortable even in the preseason. I know it's preseason, but like, there's real NHL players on the ice.
Yeah. It's not like he's, you know, just playing with a bunch of guys who are going to be AHL guys for their whole career and stuff. Like, he's actually playing with and against real guys. And yes, there are some of those guys on the ice at times, but I mean, even against top level competition, he looks like he belongs. And, you know, and honestly, what's best do you think for his development? Like, if playing in real NHL games or playing in the AHL and being, you know, like that tweener guy where you're too good for the guys on the ice there, you know, and it's like, or going back to the SHL when, I mean, even the SHL and the AHL are very comparable leagues, right?
Yeah. The thing is that the AHL, if he didn't look great on NHL ice, because it is smaller than obviously international.
Yes.
If he wasn't looking great or needed more of an adjustment period, that's one thing. Like Ivan Cekovic, I think, comes to mind where he just didn't adjust to the North American game. But yeah. William Eklund seems to have adjusted to the smaller ice. He's talked about how, it's a little bit different. There's less time and you got to think faster and stuff like that. So like he obviously is consciously aware of it and stuff like that. So I don't think he needs that adjustment period. I don't think you got to send him to the AHL and be like, go learn the game. I think he's already there. You know what I mean? And that's what comes with high-end prospects is that they are already there. So, yeah, I think they should just be on the team personally. Yes. But yeah, this path, I think it's likely if they get off to a bad start, but I think.
But even at that point, my argument would be is then if the team's bad, then the whole thing that should matter is just him getting development and him, you know, getting those reps, and you're going to get the best reps playing on an NHL team. So that would be my argument for it.
Yeah. So the next scenario involves the 41 game mark. So if you play less than nine or less, like this is the 10th game, then you can slide the ELC to the next year. So he doesn't burn anything off of it. Mm-hmm. And if you play 42 games, you end up burning, you lose a year of RFA, which is important. So if you've played 40 as a player, you're going to want to keep playing because then you get to knock off one of those years of the RFA at the end and you can become a UFA faster. So that's an important mark for NHL teams as well, because that obviously reduces down some of their leverage, especially when they're looking at different options.
Now, when it comes to looking at different options, RockAuto.com makes it super easy for you. So, I mean, you have a car. Sometimes you got to buy parts for your car. If you're like me, I don't know a carburetor from pick a generic car part. So that's where RockAuto.com makes it easy. You can go online to their website, search for whatever type of part you need, whether it be brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. You check out. The nice thing about them is that all their parts are cheaper than going to a chain store or car dealership. For example, a Honda Odyssey fuel pump is $353 from a chain store or $216 from a Rock Auto. I wasn't very good at math, but that seems like a lot of money. So they're also, Rock Auto prices are also reliably low for every customer. It doesn't matter if you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're a mechanic. And the website is super easy to navigate and find all the parts and solutions you need for your auto part needs. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write "locked on" in their "how did you hear" box. That way they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
Yeah, so the 41 game mark, 42 game mark is important for NHL teams to keep their leverage. So William Eklund could come out of the gate and he plays well in his first 9 games. And they're like, okay, we're just going to burn the year of the ELC.
Yep.
I think at that point, it would be weird if he stopped playing before the 41 game mark. So this famously happened recently with Leon Draisaitl in Edmonton. He made it as a rookie And at the 40 game mark, they sent him back to Kelowna or wherever he was. And then he got traded to Kelowna, something like that. They sent him back to the WHL for the last like chunk of the season, because they're like, well, we want to keep the leverage open at the end. This one, this option is a lot more inside baseball, if you will, for team operations. I think if William Eklund's been playing and he's at game 40,
you don't worry about one RFA.
I think they're just keeping him, right? It's probably pretty good. That doesn't seem like something that Doug Wilson and Hasso and stuff would be quibbling about is, oh no, we need to save this one RFA year. This option seems highly unlikely to the two around it. Obviously the zero games one, I think, is the least likely, but I think this is next just because it requires a lot of specific circumstances in order
if we see where he's like, you know, maybe like midway through the season where he's playing like every other game, and then you're like, okay, Doug, I see what you're doing. But yeah, again, I think like, remember, Doug Wilson is trying to like reset and get this team back in the playoffs. If William Eklund is that good, like, you don't worry about one RFA year, like several years down the road from now. Like that's the least of your concerns right now. You're trying to rejuvenate a team, and William Eklund seems to be the centerpiece of what could be a really fun Sharks team. Something that we talked about the other day, where we haven't had this kind of fun vibe around the team in a while.
Yeah, it's a silly option.
Don't do it. So like, I will be so pissed at you.
Yeah, it would be so weird.
I will be so like, mad if he's just like, he just comes up with a phantom injury. Yep.
No, he has to be gone. He can't be around. Like, he's gone.
They just leave him. Hey, can you go down the hall and get me a Coke? And then Gerard
Gallant style, and they left him on the curb in Florida. Just like, oh, you're not our coach anymore. Bye.
Yeah. I finally forgot he coaches for the Rangers. Did you realize that?
Gerard Gallant?
Yes.
What? No.
Sarah tweeted that, and I was like, wait,
Gerard
what?
Gerard Gallant. Hold on, you lie, sir. He's the current head coach of the New York Rangers.
Right?
Huh. Well, I'll be damned. Yeah. I completely forgot that happened.
Me too.
Damn, that man does not last long. 2 years, no, 04 to 06 in Columbus, 14 to 16 in Florida, 17 to 20 in Vegas. That's me. I guess we're getting 2023. He's out of there in New York. But anyway, he's also from PEI, which is dope. But anyway, back to William Eklund. The last option, and I think this one and the 9-game tryout are by far the most likely options, and that is William Eklund, full season, full bore, rock hard. We're burn getting in the down. Jeff Bezos dick rocket, and we're going to space.
Yes.
This is, it's, I think this and the 9-game are like 50-50. It could go either way. Well, I guess it'd be like 49-49 and then put 1% on both.
The other two options split. Yeah.
It's like when you do the love languages test, there's always that one. Like for me, it's like acts of service. It's like 1%. You're like, please don't do anything for me. Just touch me and tell me I'm pretty.
What?
You never done a love language test?
No.
God, you were old. I'm going to send it to you. You and Steph should both do it. I want to know what your answers are.
Okay.
But yeah, I think if he comes out after those first like 10, 15 games, if he comes out and he's on fire, just keep him. Why? Why not? If he's good already, just keep him.
Yes. I think, again, Doug Wilson wants to make the play. Even like before the draft, we talk about if you really, really want to reset, you need to find a rookie who can step into the NHL and contribute right away.
Yeah, you need that next star.
You need that next star. You did it. You did the damn thing. You lucked out with the draft and Anaheim Galaxy bringing and taking Mason McTavish and Detroit
Ken Johnson at 5.
Ken Johnson going at 5. Columbus. Simon Evanson going at 6. Like, do not waste it. Like, I hear people saying like he needs another year to develop. He needs to get stronger. You know what gets you stronger? Being around an NHL weight coach.
Bill Bars.
And Bill Bars. we're going to send William some Bill Bars, but like being around that 24/7, being that lifestyle. And like, yes, I understand the 82 game grind and stuff like that. And it's not like, you know, you can sit him every once in a while and stuff like that. But I think the benefits outweigh the negative stuff. And it's not like, even if he goes and plays in Sweden for this year, he's still going to have to come back and still deal with the adjustment to an 82 game season. So why not just take your lumps now with him, let him make his rookie mistakes, see what he can do. And then
especially if you get him in the lineup now and he turns out to be pretty good, you're kind of accelerating your rebuild or reset, sorry, your reset yes. as well. And he can be the centerpiece, and you can kind of,
and then you have Ozzie coming, you have Bordolo coming, you have Dushan coming down. Like, he's going to be that next core piece. And like, you're well on your way. Why not just, you know, you yeah. can't also
you're,
have
you're,
a bunch
you're just
of
putting, you're just putting the wheels on faster. You can't have all the development and then expect your reset to go quicker. It just yeah. doesn't work that way. And if you really want to give him a break or something, he's eligible for the World Juniors in yep. December. You could always, if you there's want to send him and let him do that.
There's also a month long break in February.
It's like 2.5 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. For the Olympics.
Now, the last section that we wanted to get to today quickly before we go is, what does his season look like if he stays the whole year? So first things first, does he go play the World Juniors if he's on San Jose?
I don't know.
I don't think so. If they're trying to make the playoffs, no. Yeah. If he's playing like first or second line, then how do you let him go to the juniors? Yeah. I think for William Eklund is that he would be like a Kirby Doc or something like that, where no, Kirby Doc went and broke his wrist.
Yeah, that's bad. See, you don't want that.
That's bad. But he would be too important. I don't want to say Connor McDavid, but he's the only option coming to my mind. Connor McDavid obviously didn't go play in the World Juniors after he was drafted because he's too important to the Oilers. There's guys every year that Auston Matthews was too important to
to
the Leafs. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm not saying that William Eklund is either of those guys. They're just obvious examples. You couldn't let him go. You couldn't let him go if he's on the team. So I don't, if he's in the AHL or he's getting sat a lot, like say he's only played 15, 20 games heading into like that midway point or whatever, he's played in like half the games, then yeah. go let him play for Sweden.
Have fun.
The next big thing would be the Olympics. Does he make Sweden?
I haven't looked at my Swedish Olympic roster, but yeah.
They have taken some young guys before. It's not unheard of, but I don't know. I think
it depends on the season. If he's burning down the NHL and it's like clearly one of the best, you know, rookies.
Yeah, if he's got like 45 points by February and he's on pace for like a 60-point rookie season, 70-point rookie season, then yeah, sure, they're probably going to take a look. But even then, I don't know. They might go with a more veteran team. Maybe Erik Karlsson. The funny thing is we always talk about getting Erik Karlsson more friends, and they did it.
So. But again, I think, though, like I was kind of mentioning before, especially where this 2.5 week break might be a nice benefit, especially for this kid who's hasn't gone through a full 82 game season, where it's a pause, you know, to allow him to kind of like take a deep breath and get ready for that last stretch. And also, too, I mean, he's also played in, and we talked about at the beginning of the episode, where he's played in, you know, development camp. He's played in all these rookie tournaments. He's played in every preseason game. And at some point, that's a lot of games. I know he's 18, you know, and you bounce back faster, but you know, you probably don't want to wear him down too much. So I would say any chance you can give, like that you're able to get a break, I would let him take a break. So I would not send him to the Olympics just because, yeah.
San Jose has no control over sending people to the Olympics though.
But I would strongly recommend. Yeah.
San Jose can't say anything. They can't be like, no, we're keeping him here. It doesn't work like that. If Sweden says he's on our team, he's on their team. William Eklund would have to say no. So the players union negotiated for them to be able to go. So San Jose can't stop him from going. But
good point.
I think that him being so young and stuff, I don't think he's necessarily in the mix per se. Like, I don't think him and Raymond and Alexander Holtz are all of a sudden going to form a fourth line for Sweden. So I do agree with you there that if he doesn't go, that's a solid break, and that can rejuvenate him to the end of the season.
Yeah, that last 2 month push there, especially if they're trying to make the playoffs and stuff.
Exactly.
Yep.
Last thing, his odds are +7,500 to win the Calder.
No, $5 down isn't the worst thing in the world.
No. His competition would be obviously Quinton Byfield.
RIP, well, no, Quinton Byfield.
Yeah, he broke his ankle. So his competition is going to be like Cole Caulfield. That's tough.
He's a pretty good guy.
Pretty good. Trevor Zegras, pretty good. Jamie Drysdale, pretty good.
Yep.
Who am I missing? Lucas Raymond is probably going to make the team. Moritz Seider on the same team as a defenseman. He's pretty good. There's guys that are – Matt Boldy, I think, is going to make Minnesota. Like these
– Yeah.
Spencer Knight, I think, is technically eligible now.
Yeah.
There's some it's a good year to be a rookie, but plus 7,500, if he can – he's going to be one of only a couple guys. I think maybe Cole Sillinger might be the only other guy from his draft class that makes the NHL. He's going to be younger. I don't think $10 isn't the worst. Like plus 7,500 is pretty good odds, especially if San Jose is mediocre to half decent. He puts up like 50 points.
Yeah, if he puts up 50 points, because like all those other teams, like is Anaheim making the playoffs this year? No.
No, is Detroit?
No.
Not this year.
Not, yeah.
Florida, like if Spencer Knight comes out.
Is Spencer Knight? Kills
it, yeah. But I mean, like if Trevor Zegras puts up 80 points.
Yeah.
Then I mean, like that's going to be tough. But I mean, if William Eklund puts up 65
and the Sharks are hefty
and
the Sharks,
Trevor Zegras puts up 65, yeah, and the Sharks are okay. Like, I think there's a chance. Yep. I think he's more in the mix than he's ever been before.
Yes.
So what do you think happens before we go? We did do it. We saved the franchise.
We saved the franchise. Remember that. Remember. What do you think? They should put our banners up on the SAP side.
Yes. Content boys. Not 69. Even 69. Just content the content boys. 69. Yes. featuring Andrew Desjardins. What do you think before we go? What do you think is the ultimate result of his season right now?
I think he plays the full season. I don't know if he wins the Calder, even though I know it's our super spicy bold take, but I think he proves that he belongs and he is the next core piece of for the Sharks with, and then you're going to have Bortolo and Ozzy and Robbins, you know, joining him really soon. And yeah, it's if anything, at least he makes the Sharks more fun this year. And that's something that we have lacked for a couple of years. So.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. I think he plays the whole season. I don't see why not. Let's just get it going.
Let's just do it.
If you think that our prediction is stupid, you can tell us at Locked On Sharks on Twitter. If you would like to get at us on one of the other socials, Facebook, Instagram, you can do that at Locked On Sharks. Obviously, DM us anything you want. Well, not anything you want. Keep it a little sane. We will see it. We'll sometimes answer, but if we don't answer, we've definitely seen it anyway. No emails. Back to a nice little solid streak here. Thank you for your service. LockedOnSharks@gmail.com if you really feel the need. If you would like to listen to us, you can do that at Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Japanese shortwave radios.
Mm-hmm. We are big in Japan. So
we are.
Yeah.
We are big in Brazilian long wave radios. We're big in Brazil.
Yep.
I don't know how to say hello. Obrigado. Obrigado. Obrigada. There's a female listeners. YouTube.
Yeah.
Our stupid faces are going to be on
Monday
on the internet on Monday. We are both whites. So it shouldn't shock you there that we're joining YouTube. If you want to talk to JD direct, you can do that at my Fryhole on Twitter.
Kyle at Kyle Demetrius.
We'll be back tomorrow with something less cool than William Eklund, but still worth your listen. Your first listen.
Here's at the beer store.